We come today to the concluding sermon in a series of sermons on relationships, their pain, their peril, their potential. And today's sermon, The Little Foxes That Spoil the Vine. My text is from the second chapter of the Song of Solomon. It's on page 582 if you'd like to follow me along. And I will begin reading with verse 13. The fig tree puts forth its figs, and the vines are in blossom. They give forth fragrance. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. O my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the covert of the cliff, let me see your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet, and your face is comely. Catch us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vineyards, for our vineyards are in blossom. And our text is that verse. The little foxes are ruining the vineyards. Let us pray silently for a moment. In Christ's name, amen. John Carroll, a columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle, wrote a column about a man named Morris. Morris was dying, and his wife Sadie sat loyally by his side. And as life was ebbing away, this exchange took place between Morris and his loyal and faithful wife. Sadie, said Morris, remember how we started that little grocery store in Kiev and the Cossacks came and drove us out and you were by my side? Yes, yes, she said, I remember it well. And remember how we had that little vegetable stand in Berlin and the Nazis came and drove us out and you were by my side? Yes, yes, Morris, I remember. And remember that neat little meat market we had in the Bronx when we got to America and the muggers came and took over the neighborhood and firebombed our store and you were by my side? Yes, yes, I remember. And remember how when we got to Miami finally that I had a heart attack and almost died and you were by my side? Now, Sadie was about overcome by the emotion of the moment, but she said, yes, yes, Morris, I remember. Sadie, said Morris in a whisper, there's one thing I've always wanted to tell you. And now that I'm dying, I can share it with you. What is it, Morris? What is it? Sadie, you're a jinx. Now that's a story of repression. A failure to deal with what frustrates. But most relationships are not jinxed. They falter and fail not so much from trauma or catastrophe, but from neglect. Some basic that is important to the relationship is neglected and overlooked and forgotten. We become engaged and immersed in other interests, and the very thing that's neglected turns destructive, and people drift apart. And before you know it, the marriage is over. Not something big, just a little fox that ruins the vineyard. The Song of Solomon is a part of the wisdom literature of the Bible. It is really a collection of love songs, defining and describing in beautiful terminology how a man and a woman relate to each other in love. Some believe that the Song of Solomon is allegory that's really describing how God loves and has interest in and cares for his people. And it's in the second chapter of this beautiful little book that we find these arresting words. The little foxes are ruining the vineyards. Catch them. Vineyards carefully planted, deliberately cultivated, attentively cared for, ruined by the play of little foxes. They threaten to ruin the harvest, to scuttle all of the effort of human enterprise. It's a timely and biblical reminder to you and to me to give attention to little things. So much of life hinges and is rooted in the little things. Little kindnesses that add royalty to the routine. Little irritations that are dealt with while they are little causes smoothness to develop. William Temple, who became the Archbishop of Canterbury, describes going to hear an American evangelist during his student days at Oxford. And the evangelist took as his text, "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." Temple acknowledged that he went to the service with an open mind and an open heart, but was pretty much turned off by it because, and I quote him, "Alas, my sins were not scarlet. They were gray, all gray. They were not dramatic acts of rebellion and violent self-affirmation, but the colorless, tired sins of omission, inertia, and timidity." Solomon knew that. He was aware of that human reality, so he urged us to catch the little foxes that spoils the vineyard. As a minister, I sometimes encounter gross breach of conduct, some sordid behavior. But most of my time is spent seeking to provide counsel to those with little foxes in their lives that are ruining the vineyard. Much of domestic unhappiness is rooted in a lack of communication between husband and wife, an unwillingness to take the trouble or the initiative to respond to one another in average, ordinary, everyday ways. And as Tennyson so aptly put it, it is the little rift within the lute that by and by will make the music mute and ever widening slowly silence all. So take care. Take notice of those little things, those little foxes that are spoiling the vineyard. Nowhere is that danger more evident or more true than in the relationship that we call marriage. You know, reality is that 5 out of every 10 marriages in America will end in divorce. Have you ever wondered what happens to the 5 couples who stay together? Do they, in nursery rhyme language, live happily ever after? I'm sad to tell you that they do not. The gathered accumulation of data reveals that about two couples out of ten, will achieve a satisfying intimacy in marriage. That means that 3 out of the 5 that stay together will live their entire life together in varying degrees of disharmony. What is it? What is it that is causing all of this disharmony in marriage? Sheer Height recently wrote a book, a very controversial book. Some experts dispute what she's saying in some places. I read the book. 2 things, interestingly enough, 2 little foxes stood out as I read it. She said, for example, that 98% of the women interviewed said that they wish for more verbal closeness with their male partners. They were simply saying to the men in their lives, "Talk to me." Another 77% said that they were very angry because the male partners in their lives do not listen. Isn't that interesting? But out of all of the things that can go wrong in life that a great many women relating to men are saying, "I want him to talk to me more and to listen to me more." Little foxes that are spoiling the vine. In large things we are convivial, someone wrote. What causes trouble is the trivial. And that brings me to the logical question with which to begin. What are some of these little foxes that spoil the vine? Well, let me hurriedly share with you several. One is lack of punctuality. Lack of punctuality. Are you married to somebody that's never ready? That's always late? That was really born late and had a relapse early in life? You see, that's one of those little foxes. It'll just wear away at you. Suppose you are having to wait 30 minutes a day on the person that you are married to. That's 3.5 hours a week, 14 hours a month, 168 hours a year, 7 days of waiting. That's 24 hours, 7 days. In 30 years of marriage, you've waited on that person 210 days or 7 months of waiting, and you are ready to commit murder. You see? It's one of those little foxes that just grind away at you. I love the story of the man. He'd been out with the boys with his wife's permission. Time got away from them, and they'd stayed out all night. He was afraid to call home, but he finally thought of a creative way to do it. He called, his wife answered, and he said, "Honey, don't pay the ransom. I escaped." Lack of punctuality. A little fast. Another is a lack of order. Someone who is neat always marries somebody who's messy. A person with a lifestyle of a dump truck almost always marries a sock counter and a shirt stacker. It never fails. Several years ago, I married a 50-year-old bachelor in this church. Never been married before. He was a nitpicker of all nitpickers. Sarah and I had dinner in his home one evening. He was into gourmet cooking. It took him until midnight to finish the meal. I was eating the carpet by the time his house looked like a museum. Everything was just so orderly. He walked into my study one day and said, "Dr. Harrington, I want you to marry me." I said, "I'm already married." And then he told me the girl he was going to marry. I couldn't believe it. This girl, I loved her, still do. She never had two thoughts back to back that were connected in her life. She walked out of church one Sunday morning, had a brown shoe on one foot and a blue one on the other. I mean, and here she is marrying this squeaky nitpicker. They had problems. They made it. God bless them. Lack of order. That's one of those little foxes that grind away. Lack of memory. He never remembers a thing I tell him. She never does anything I ask her to do. And you know, when you get into that kind of habit, you know what that says to your partner? It says that you're not as important to me as other things. And those other things can be career, can be the babies, can be the PTA or the junior league. It can be any number of things. But when you never remember to respond to the person who is the closest to you, you'll constantly say, "You're not important." One of those little foxes that spoil the vine. Another one of them is lack of praise. No affirmation. No indication whatever from your spouse that they think you're great. Sad to say, there are some people who are apparently incapable of affirming another person. They're so wrapped up in themselves. I'll never forget sitting late one evening in a hospital here in the city with a young woman and her brother, and their mother died. And in the aftermath of the sadness that they felt, I will never forget something the sister said to me. "My brother has never hugged me. I wish just one time he would give me a hug. But apparently he lacked the capacity for affirmation." You've got to have that in relationships. It's one of those little foxes that can spoil the vine, a lack of praise. Another is a lack of kindness. I'm always amazed, really, as I deal with a troubled relationship, how unkind people can be to one another. Lois Weiss, in one of her poems, said, "Someone asked me to name the time our friendship stopped and love began. Oh," she said, "that's the secret. Our friendship never stopped." That's really what I'm talking about. Be kind to one another. There you are, in the most intense form of human fellowship. That's what marriage is. And you need to be kind to one another. Another one of those little foxes is a lack of time. Never spend any time with each other for fun, for relaxation. Many people I know are so overcommitted that they are physically exhausted. Again, some words from Lois Wise. "There's within each of us a private place for thinking private thoughts, for dreaming private dreams. We need that individually. We need moments of privacy together, one-on-one, as couples." Gordon MacDonald, in his book, A Magnificent Marriage, says that romance depends